1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Glad to have with us Lyon County Emergency Management Director Jared Fell joining us here this morning. You've been hearing a lot over the last 3 weeks about the Region 1 Hazard Mitigation Plan in rather general terms. We won't dive too deep into the weeds, but we'll go through some specifics here on KVUE's morning show as we speak.
All right, Jared, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing good. Thanks for joining us here this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Jared, I want to ask you here about the Hazard Mitigation Plan, because this has been in the public, I think, for about a month, starting with the City Commission, then almost simultaneously for Emporia Public Schools and Lyon County at this particular stage. But I wanted to ask you how long the conversations have been behind the scenes leading up to the discussions that have gone public over the last month.
Yeah, so the process is taking probably about a year. About every 5 years, the Kansas Division of Emergency Management, through a grant, hires a contractor to coordinate the plan updates. And so we start the planning process. You know, last year, towards the beginning of the year, we started this planning process and work with all of our partners through several different meetings. Mostly it's jurisdictions, all of our cities, school districts, water districts, utility companies, higher education as well, that are involved in as far as jurisdictionally needing to adopt the plan. And that's so that the funding is available in the future for projects. So you want to be a part of the plan so that when potential funding is available, you can apply for that funding.
So you mentioned updated every 5 years. Is that what you said, Jared?
Yes, sir.
And so what adjustments have been made since the last five-year plan? Anything different?
There's a few changes, most of them very minor. One that I remember off the top of my head was one of the mitigation actions that we had in the previous plan for the city of Emporia was like signs for local reservoir flooding. And since there are no real local reservoirs here in our community, that mitigation action was not necessary. And most of the mitigation actions are very general, so that when we do apply for funding, the project will fit the actions outlined within the plan or the description of actions. So things like purchase and install critical facility backup generators in conjunction with hardening existing electrical systems. If you remember, we had the weather radios that we handed out at the fair. That was a mitigation project as well. So all of the mitigation projects are intended to reduce the impact to life and loss of property.
Jared, the fascinating thing with at least one of the fascinating things with this plan here for me is, granted, you just said that there's a lot of general guidance that comes out of this hazard mitigation plan, but it goes across the region. Lyon County is one of just several different counties involved with this, and I wonder if we just lost Jared.
I think we just lost Jared.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Well, okay. We'll try to, let's see if we can. We'll see how our emergency planning's working right now, Chuck.
Let me get off the air real quick and see if I can get him back on. Hang on.
Okay. Hang on, and we'll try to get Jared Fell back in. Lyon County Emergency Management Director Jared Fell, our guest on our Newsmaker 3 segment this morning. We've been discussing the Region 1 Hazard Mitigation Plan recently passed by the City of Emporia, Lyon County, and USD 253 here in Emporia. And I think we're pretty close to making things happen. There we go. Jared, are you back with us here?
I'm back.
Okay, good.
Awesome. Jared, I was going to ask you, referencing the process that you'd mentioned here about a lot of general guidance with the plan, but Lyon County is one of a lot of different entities, the way it sounds with this, and even though there's a lot of general guidance, this is a thick document. I think it goes well over 400 pages by the time it's all said and done.
Yeah, it's 499 pages. It includes Lyon, Chase, Wabunsee, Morris, Geary, and Pottawatomie counties. We are Region I, and the plan is available on the Kansas Division of Emergency Management website. There's about 30 pages. There's a lot of geographic and demographic information in it, but there's about 30 pages that are really about Lyon County as far as the mitigation actions.
With this, you talk about mitigation actions. Give folks a sense of, I guess maybe in broad strokes, and if you wanted to jump into some of the specifics like the severe weather radio giveaway, some of the different things that are included here when it comes to hazards that need mitigating.
Yeah, so if you have an area that floods consistently over time, the idea of the plan is to A, reduce the impacts, and B, break that cycle of flood happens, you have to repair and fix, and flood happens again, and you go through the same process. So, for instance, building a levee to prevent that flooding, or other ways to reduce those impacts from flooding could potentially be eligible. We have storm. There's a storm shelter project that you can do. There's one for individuals, but then, you know, putting in storm shelters could potentially be a project. And there's different funding sources that are used. So we talk a lot about public assistance over time with the different disasters that we've had. And, you know, we declare locally. The governor then declares. We see if our thresholds are met. The governor basically applies to FEMA and the president to see if we can get a major presidential. And that major presidential is necessary because it opens funding opportunities. It opens funding opportunities for public assistance, which is the to help reimburse the uninsured losses to public-owned properties such as roads, bridges, critical infrastructure like that. There's individual assistance, which I don't believe I've ever seen. That's a very rare occurrence for individuals. And then there's mitigation funds that get opened up as well. There can be available after a major presidential. Now, I will note that the previous three major presidentials we had in Kansas, that funding was not available.
Jared,
but historically, right, that opportunity is there after a major presidential for mitigation funds.
Gotcha. Jared, if I'm looking back at yesterday's fire activity in southwest Kansas and also last March's fire activity that we had here in Lyon County and some of the neighboring counties, how could those particular incidents possibly translate into, you know, some dollars or hazard mitigation projects here in Lyon County under this new plan?
Yeah, so if you had a urban area that had, like, cedar trees, think about having a lot of cedar trees very, very close to all those houses. A mitigation project potentially could be the removal of those trees to take that fuel away if they were close to structures. We see some different funding opportunities as well for specifically for fire hazards, but that would potentially be a mitigation activity. Just removing fuel sources.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and actually there's, you know, you talked about the fire southwest, the Ranger Red Fire. You know, they had to do some evacuations down there.
Yeah.
They're continuing to fight that. They've had some injuries down there. So I have some colleagues headed there right now to help.
Understood. Really quickly here, Jared, what is on tap here for, are we going to see another run here with the severe weather radios, possibly trying to get some hazard mitigation funding, or do you have some other projects in mind here for, say, this year and next?
There's been a notice of intent for a couple of different projects in our community. Weather radios isn't one of them right now. There's been a tornado siren for the Thorndale area that...
Yeah.
That they've put in for, and then storm shelter for the Little Lions.
Okay,
sounds good.
And we'll see if those funds become available. It's kind of a hurry up and wait. You put in a project, and there's a project committee that reviews when those funds become available.
So you mentioned you have some colleagues heading to western Kansas to help out with some firefighting and some emergency activities out there, Jared?
Yeah, to support local emergency management. They're still continuing to fight that. Like I said, there's been injuries. It looks like there was a fire truck that they had injuries, and that would be the fire that came in from Oklahoma.
Are you going to be heading out there yourself here possibly, Jared? To
I don't believe so.
Okay. Well, if you do have to head out, let us know. And, also please let us know as these hazard mitigation, conversations continue. Hopefully we do get some action on these projects that you just mentioned, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Appreciate it, Jared. Thanks.
Thanks, Jared.
No, thank you all very much.
Have a good day.
Enjoy the cooler weather.
Thank you, Jared. All right, talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Lyon County Emergency Management Director Jared Fell with us on our Newsmaker 3 segment here.
Right here on KVOE. Don't forget, Dawn Young is our Newsmaker 2 guest tomorrow. Karen Mays with her monthly Medicare Minute, the Newsmaker 3 at 8:40 tomorrow.
KVOE live and local. It's 8:56.
The road to state begins this weekend for the Emporia High Boys Wrestling Team. Join